That's Debbie Monterey. I'm Tom Ackerman. It's 8:23, Total Information AM on KMOX. We've been telling you about this all morning long. The anticipated change to state law for drivers finally goes into effect. A hands-free law in force starting New Year's Day. Corporal Dallas Thompson of the Missouri Highway Patrol is with us. Thank you so much. We always appreciate you being with us on KMOX. Thanks for taking the time.
Good morning. We appreciate being able to come on and discuss some of the things that we have going on.
Absolutely. So tell us how people will be allowed to use their phone and what are the things that will be the law starting tomorrow.
Right. You know, the law went into effect actually in August of 2023. So we've been kind of using this last basically a year and a half to educate people. Try to use our social media platform and other media outlets to get the message out that the law is now that, you know, we have to be hands-free on our mobile devices when we're driving our vehicles. So that means you're not allowed to have that phone physically in your hand. You cannot send, receive text messages, electronic emails, things of that nature. Scrolling through social media platforms that we see quite often, people driving down the road just scrolling and watching videos while they're driving. Very dangerous, very dangerous. Going forward, starting tomorrow, January 1st, we're no longer in the education phase of this. We are now where we can actually enforce this violations and start writing citations for that.
And what does that mean as far as enforcement goes? Can anyone be pulled over at any time for using a phone, or is it like a secondary offense?
It's much like the seatbelt offense. It's a secondary offense, so that means we have to have another traffic violation, whether it be speed, a lane violation of, you know, weaving, swerving, crossing center lines, things of that nature, failed to use turn signals. So any type of traffic violation that we observe, and then we can see that you was using that mobile device at the same time, then we can enforce that, much like the seatbelt violation being a secondary violation of that stop.
And as Corporal Thompson told us, this went into effect August 28th. And tell us again why there was such a long grace period of educating people getting to this point.
Well, I think it was just, you know, cell phones are such a common thing that everybody has. And distracted driving has been such a huge problem in the state of Missouri for several years now. It's one of the leading causes of crashes in Missouri. But I think, you know, instead of going straight into starting writing tickets and you know, issuing fines for this, the lawmakers said, you know, let's give them a little bit of grace period for people to learn that this is the law. And, you know, and maybe we can get people just to voluntarily start not using those cell phones while they're driving and give them a little bit of time to understand that the law is going to affect. And, I mean, that's basically what I think their thought process was, just not go straight into issuing citations and tickets, and give them a little bit of time to start doing it on their own.
And I'm not sure if you mentioned, and I apologize, but what is the penalty? Do you know how much a ticket would be?
Well, the fines are set by the courts, so I don't know exactly what the fines are, but I do know that, you know, each subsequent ticket that you get, the fine does increase. So the first one, I'm just throwing out numbers, is $150. The next one will probably be $250 and so on after that. I don't have the actual fine amounts here.
I'm actually looking at it. You're 100% right. $150, $250, and then the third conviction up to a $500 fine. And drivers can face criminal charges for traffic crashes that result in property damage, injury, or death. Drivers can still report a crime, medical emergency, or traffic crash, of course. Bluetooth, I mean, use it. Voice-activated features while driving, those are allowed. Corporal Dallas Thompson, thank you for taking the time. We appreciate it. It's very important information that we will continue to pass along to Missouri drivers.
We appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
You know, to his point, have you noticed more and more people are literally watching TikTok or whatever they're doing? They're watching movies while they're driving.
It's amazing to me.
The driving is secondary now.
I see it not only at stoplights, but while drivers are in motion, having the phone in front of them while their other hand is on the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
That blows my mind.
Yeah.